From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Illinois Supreme Court has ruled unanimously that Rahm Emanuel can run as a candidate for mayor in next month's Chicago election. As NPR's David Shaper reports, the ruling overturns an appeals court that had knocked Emanuel off the ballot.
The scathing majority opinion from five of the justices on the Illinois Supreme Court scolds the appellate court for adopting a previously unheard-of test for residency in Illinois without any foundation in Illinois law. In reversing the 2-1 appellate ruling, the justices say what it means to be a resident for election purposes in Illinois was clearly established well over a century ago. Two justices concurred with the majority in ruling Emanuel eligible for the ballot, but wrote a separate opinion stating the law is in no way as clear-cut as the majority states. One of Emanuel's opponents, former Chicago School Board President Gary Chico, told reporters, "Game on," after hearing that the state Supreme Court had lifted the cloud of uncertainty over the race for mayor. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Egypt's top democracy advocate, Mohamed El-Baradei, has returned to the country as the largest anti-government demonstrations in years continue there. El-Baradei arrived in Cairo, where he was greeted by family and friends. In announcing the reason for his return, El-Baradei noted what he called a critical time in the life of Egypt, saying, "I have to participate with the Egyptian people." There was a third day of protests there today, with demonstrators calling for the ouster of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, who has ruled there for nearly three decades. The director of the Congressional Budget Office warned the Senate Budget Committee today a ballooning national debt could touch off a fiscal crisis. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the warning was based on a new CBO report predicting a $1.5 trillion deficit this year.
CBO Director Douglas Elmendorf told the budget panel rising debt payments could cause the current $14 trillion debt itself to snowball.
At some point, investors are likely to become increasingly nervous about whether the government can, in fact, manage its budget.
And that could mean a sharp rise in the interest Washington would have to pay to finance the debt. Budget Committee Chairman Ken Conrad said Congress has to act this year to head that off.
We need everyone at the table, and that includes the President of the United States.
While Republicans call for big cuts in non-defense spending, Conrad warned that acting too hastily could imperil a fragile economic recovery. David Wellner, NPR News. The Capitol.
Jump in the number of people filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department reports first-time claims were up by 51,000 to a seasonally adjusted level of 454,000. It was the biggest rise in weekly claims since 2005. A new 29-month high for the stock market today, though the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which continued to flirt with the 12,000 level, failed to close above that mark today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 4 points to close at 11,989. The NASDAQ gained 15 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 rose 2 points today. You're listening to NPR. In Brazil, the country's president says it's hoped as many as 8,000 new free homes can be built to help those left homeless by a series of devastating mudslides. President Dilma Rousseff says the housing initiative would be a partnership between private companies, the federal government, and Rio de Janeiro State. Flooding this month led to mudslides that tore away mountainsides near Rio de Janeiro, leaving at least 837 people dead and more than 500 others injured. In an incident expected to inflame anti-American sentiment, an employee at the U.S. consulate in the Pakistani city of Lahore shot and killed two suspected gunmen as they approached his car. That's according to police from Islamabad. NPR's Julie McCarthy has details.
Authorities in Lahore report that two motorcyclists were fatally shot by the U.S. consulate employee after one of them pointed a gun at him as he was driving an unmarked Honda Civic through central Lahore. No other details were given about the American's work or status at the consulate. One working theory about the motorcyclists is that they were suspected robbers, a claim the family of one of the men denies. Police have suggested the case is one of self-defense. The American has been questioned, but senior police officials say no charges have yet been brought. A third man also died, apparently after being run over by an SUV. One police officer said the vehicle appeared to have been dispatched to rescue the American. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The nation's factories, excluding aircraft, were a bit busier in December. The Commerce Department reporting excluding transportation, durable goods orders rose 0.5%. Taking out the volatile aircraft sector, the rise in orders was even more pronounced, up a strong 4.5%. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.